At the January 24th Pocahontas County Board of Education meeting, which was held at the Greenbank Elementary Middle School, Superintendent Beam discussed the possible creation of up to 2 school resource officer positions to ensure safety at the schools. Beam said there remains a number of questions about the authorities to be granted to those positions, including whether the retired law enforcement officers who would be hired should be armed or not at the schools, as well as the types of actions to be taken by them in various behavior or security situations. He said he will not be able to actually create a job posting until the exact duties and authorities of those positions are determined. Beam said he has heard from several retired officers who expressed possible interest in those positions, and if the decision is made by the board to pursue creating the jobs, one of these positions would be posted mainly at PCHS, while the other position could roam the other 4 schools, but mostly at the middle schools. Later in the meeting, the board members did vote to approve the creation of these positions during the personnel agenda, and Beam told them he will forward the details of those positions to the members for their comments as soon as he decides on what duties should be included in the job postings. During the delegations portion of the meeting, Malia Thompson, the parent of a student at Greenbank Elementary Middle School, said that the school needs to have 2 full-time principals since it is both an elementary and a middle school, as well as a full-time instructional coach, and that it upsets her when she hears that the school hopes to improve its test scores in 3 to 5 years, since she has a child attending that school today. During her report, Haley Spencer, the student representative to the board, talked about Project Christmas at PCHS.
We sent boxes to military students and every military member from Pocahontas County. So if they live here or if they came to school here or anything related to Pocahontas County, we sent them boxes and we had our students send them letters and personalize their boxes and they responded back to our students. But we sent 78 boxes to these members and we had a great success. And many community members and businesses donated a lot of supplies and money for this project.
During his report, Superintendent Beam addressed the issues that came up during the board's meeting with service personnel. Those issues included developing an orientation plan for service employees, aides being given copies of their students' IAPs, substitute service personnel not putting in a full day, that aides can only recommend discipline of students to a teacher but are authorized to supervise a class when no teacher is present, and that a policy is being considered requiring cash payments from employees who habitually pay their food bills with bad checks. Beam also said that if substitutes don't meet the minimum working requirements, they will be dropped from the list, and if they haven't worked at all, they might not be rehired. Beam said he will need an executive session at a future board meeting to discuss the effect of the expiration of COVID money on their personnel decisions. He said he met with Jay Miller and came to an understanding about his sharing his math tutoring strategies with elementary teachers and students. Beam recognized all 55 student winners who placed first, second, or third at the County Science Fair. You can see the names of all those winners listed at the end of this story on our website, AlleghenyMountRadio.org. Sherry Radcliffe reported that they hope to complete the installation of HVAC systems at both middle schools in the fall of 2023. Ruth Bland talked about the preschool admissions policy, saying that all 4-year-olds will be admitted, but school assignments will be on a first-come, first-served basis. Additionally, the board approved routine financial matters, the recommended personnel actions, a new fundraising event for the Greenbank School, and new community volunteers for the schools. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.